I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't
I
wait.
need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
It is season 4, episode 12, Resolve. Let's talk about tongue, baby. Let's talk about you, Amy. So much tongue in this
episode. Oh, my Lord.
Loved it.
A lot of tongue kissing and a lot of like food on mouth stuff.
Sloppy, sloppy episode. And we have a
oh,
good
my
friend here
Lord.
To help us get through it. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Elizabeth Arnois, our guest host with us this week.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
So excited to be here today hanging with you girls.
Oh my God.
I've been listening.
Our clean teens.
Guys, it's a clean teens meeting.
So when did this air? What the hell happened this episode?
Okay, kids, let's go through our stats before we really dig in. This episode originally aired January 4th, 2007. I have no idea if in the winter of that year people were having food fights, but we sure were on our show. The synopsis as written, which, you know, is sort of accurate, but might need a little work, is with senior prom only weeks away, Haley's frustration over her injuries and her, you know, growing pregnancy and the hormones coursing through her body are really overwhelming for her. Skills in mouth, hatch a plan to help Nathan earn money for the big dance by stripping.
Gorgeous.
Brooke betrays Rachel in order to get closer to a new guy. I mean, or is she just sticking with the clean teens alibi?
Yeah, what betrayal, huh?
I don't know if it's a betrayal, but whoever wrote this felt that way. And Peyton and Lucas resolve to be happy and to be bakers, struggling with her drug addiction. Deb makes a choice. It's a very dark choice. The beautiful Moira Kelly directed this episode. It was written by Michelle Fertney Goodman, who I don't believe was with us for very long. I wish we had known what the sort of board told her to do for this episode. That would be interesting.
Elizabeth, when's the last time you watched this show?
Yesterday.
Well, yeah, yesterday. not to prep for this. You're like, actually, I watch this every year.
No, I know that's what you meant. It's been probably a couple years.
Yeah.
I always have cousins who, you know, they love the show. And when I see them, they're like, let's watch an episode.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's very sweet. So sometimes I watch it with them. Otherwise, I haven't seen it. Yeah, in a while.
We were just at that convention in Wilmington. And
yeah,
there's like a good number of people wearing clean teen shirts.
I know.
I'm into it.
I love
virgins.
The virgins.
The sweet little babies.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start with this.
I don't either. But what I am going to say is, like, in general, the clean teen storyline, because we've got our stats here because our producers are great. And this was 6 episodes in season 4. But when you think about the impact of the clean teen storyline, you know, and Hillary shared a little bit about where that came from her own high school experience and, you know, what worked and what didn't in terms of what the writers did with it. But to think that all these years later, you know, just based on 6 episodes, it's like an iconic moment in our show's history.
On your show, yeah. And I'm grateful that, like, when I got to, you know, being on the show, that I had one of those moments.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. It's fun when it's something that comes back around from a mostly good experience, you know.
Yeah.
A memory that you don't mind visiting.
I love that. We talked about it last week, too. I feel like you literally walk into the show with the face of an angel, like you just like cherubic beauty. And there was something where I was like, yeah, I'll do whatever she tells me.
Right.
Totally. Like I had the feelings I think Brooke Davis felt then watching watching this storyline kick off.
That's your magic, Liz. You look like a good influence. And then.
I knew.
And then.
I am, for the most part. You know, I kind of was that girl a little bit in growing up because I was raised Catholic. And I, you know, was a later bloomer. I mean, you know, ish. I'm one of those 15-year-olds having sex. But you know what I mean? I was a later bloomer.
Yeah.
I didn't have the ethos of no sex before marriage, but I was raised to think that way. So taking this role was kind of interesting. I think my mom loved it until she realized where it was going.
Right. Because you couldn't possibly just be a clean teen. And you had to hide a dark secret.
Yes. But of course, that made her so much more interesting, I guess. But yeah, I was watching it too, and I felt like, wow, I did have a very young, cherubic face back then.
Please.
Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I ever looked like that. It's insane.
You look the same, Liz. Like,
you do.
No. I'm talking like, I was like, I didn't recognize myself for a second. It's weird. I don't know how to, maybe it's just because I don't watch myself a lot. I'm not, you know, I just don't watch myself a lot. So I don't know.
I feel like all of our voices are different. Like because I feel the same way.
Yeah, we talk like women now.
Yeah, we're talking a bunch of salty broads now. No, it's, you know, like sometimes in this episode where Peyton's having to be all happy and dorky and I don't know that kid. I'm like, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
We all have such higher pitched voices and our mannerisms are kind of like, I don't know, green. And we're just babies. Yeah. It's crazy that anyone thought of us as anything other than like children.
Yeah.
Precisely.
We're babies.
Yeah.
What do you remember about getting this phone call to come on the show, baby?
I remember my origin story is.
it all began.
Yes. You know, it was actually you two lovely ladies, you and Daniil. I had worked with you each separately on 2 different films. And I know that you had sort of, you know, passed the idea along to our producer, to our boss, and he seemed open to it. So I felt very lucky. It wasn't like I had to audition. It was like they found something for me to do, and that was lovely. And you gave me like the sort of like first, you know, new kid in school rundown of things. Some of that involved a little warnings, you know, a few warnings, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so I went into it very excited, feeling incredibly lucky to get to work with such a great cast of young talent, but also a little bit nervous, you know, wanting to be accepted, but also not knowing what my boss was going to be like, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And the first like few days were good. If I'm talking about like my literal first, you know, getting the call, I was excited.
Yeah.
Getting there, I was excited. Then I had to have a dinner with my boss, and it ended with him inappropriately asking to come up to my where he was putting me up. And I felt this weird just to like have some tea and talk more, because we were having quote unquote good conversation about the character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I kind of felt like, okay, I don't know. I didn't know what to say. So I was just like, sure. You know, I felt very uncomfortable. And it was literally my first week, like the first few days. And so that kind of, and then he ended up like uninvited massaging my feet.
Oh, Liz.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that was my like, that's where I like became even closer, not that I could have been, but even closer just with the group of you guys, because it was like, it just made me understand so much more. And also like, it didn't take away my joy of like being there. And I also knew mm-hmm. I was a guest star, like a recurring guest star. I knew that I had a limited amount of time, that if anything else awkward did happen, I didn't have to be there forever dealing with that. But that was also a part of it, unfortunately, was that introduction. Mm-hmm. And it came swift and quick. And then I was like, that's not happening. And I sent him out the door. And he wasn't as gross with me after that, because I kind of was like very like,
Yeah.
But everything else around it was just a fabulous experience. Mm-hmm. Everything else about it was really, really fun for me, because I got to be with wonderful women, wonderful, strong women who are, you know, kind of going through the same things. And, you know.
Well, you always had really strong big sister energy for me. Like when we met, we were doing a movie. What was that movie called? Solstice. Yeah. It was like a New Orleans voodoo scary movie.
Yeah.
And Liz, like literally on day two, is like, we're friends now. Come with me. And I was like, okay, great. I love this.
Sorry.
Tell me what to do. And it was great, you know? And so having someone, because I always had to be kind of the rough and tumble one, or like the you know, grumpy one.
Yeah.
I loved whenever you were around, because you were like, baby, sit down. I've got this. And so having you come into this tornado and be like, calm down, girls. I'm going to show you how this is done. No foot rubs.
No,
we're
I don't
done
even
with
know.
The foot rubs. but it was good to have somebody come in and validate like, oh yeah, everything that you guys have been saying is right.
If I'm being totally fair, I thought what you were saying was like, I was like, there's no way it's as bad as that. If I'm being totally honest. And that's back in the culture of women not being believed. I didn't believe a fellow woman that it could be as bad as it was being described to me, which is the craziest part of it, you know, even though they were friends.
But what I think makes sense about that is that when you hear it and someone is telling you a story about how overt it is, how consistent it is, how out in the open it is, I don't even think it's that you go as far as thinking you must be exaggerating. I think what we want to believe is it can't be that bad because someone would do something.
Sure.
Someone in the room would do something.
That's exactly what it was.
So I'm sure he's gross, but like, Maybe because he was really inappropriate with you, now everything feels inappropriate, even when maybe to an outsider it doesn't look like it. Because if it looked inappropriate, someone would do something. And it's exactly. such a rude awakening as a woman when you realize that that is simply not true. Not and especially case. In industry, when you are part of the machine that makes a product and you're being mistreated could potentially damage the value of the product. And you right. realize that your humanity is less valuable than an hour of television.
Than the product.
To every yeah. adult in the room. And you go, oh, we're alone here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is 100%. Like, that's a growing up that nobody, you know, nobody asks for and nobody wants. But, you know, Hillary and I have talked about this so much. My experiences on another show, people mm-hmm. were like, it couldn't have been that bad. And I'm like, oh, but it was.
There must be a misunderstanding. Yeah.
It's not a misunderstanding. It's that everyone's so afraid.
Yeah, exactly like what you said. Nobody on the outside of a situation wants to believe that something would be allowed to go that far without intervention.
And
that is really what it is. And as a female, I'm sure that's where I came from, was maybe they're sensitive about this because, you know, if it was really that bad, that someone would intervene. And
one of the adults would intervene.
Like, oh my God, there is no one to intervene. And he is the one that you would go to if someone were doing this to you, except he's the one doing it. So what do I, you know?
It felt so validating to have you there though, because you have been working since you were like in diapers. And so for all of us, this was really like our first big job, but
we didn't know any other reality.
No, like we grew up watching you in Alice in Wonderland. What was that, Disney Channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes you did. Listen, I watched Alice.
I don't remember that conversation.
I for sure watched Alice because there was the dude in the rollerblades. Was that the Mad Hatter in the rollerblades?
It was the White Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
He was always late.
Yeah, oh, right.
So he could not be wearing real shoes. He always had to be skating.
He had to skate
in. In the
90s,
the rollerblades were the jam.
They were hot, yeah.
Guys, I still have a pair of rollerblades in my garage.
Oh, do you really?
I don't ride them, but I have them. I can't bear to let them go, but I don't think I've been on them since junior high.
I don't think you should.
It seems like we've got brittle bones now. We're not bouncy like
that's
we were
the truth.
When you're little.
You're not Gumby anymore.
No, don't do
this
that.
This is all true, yeah.
Don't do that. God. Okay, so you stayed like a couple blocks from my house. I remember all of us having a party at my house. Was it a hurricane when you came over, Soph?
Yeah,
it must have been.
Had a hurricane party.
I've got some pictures of us like with face paint and weird hats and like
we went full like what is that book about the kids who were left on the
Lord
island?
Of the Flies. Animal,
Lord of the Flies.
Lost Boys.
Lord of the Flies.
Like, amazing.
I have a picture of Sophia licking Daniil's face. Just I
probably,
should post those.
Yeah, we really
yes,
should.
I absolutely would love to see those.
Yeah.
I'm like, was her face part of a tequila shot? It might have been. I was down. Who cares?
No, but it felt safe to be like, okay, here's the bubble. Everybody come camp out over here. Like, we're going to hide out as a unit. And so whatever fantasy our boss might have had about like, ooh, all the hot chicks are getting together and like, this is just going to be like a chick buffet. It backfired quickly
because
it was like
everybody was there. Yeah.
No. Now we're strength in numbers and we're going to circle the wagons and hide out.
And we're covered in war paint. So watch out.
Yeah. Watch out. You'd worked with Daniil on 10 Inch Hero where her and Jensen got together, which was awesome.
So funny. Yes.
And then
so cute.
The summer that you guys worked together was the summer that I worked with Stephen Coletti. On a movie in Rhode Island that Sophia was supposed to be the star of. Do you remember that movie?
What?
Normal Adolescent Behavior?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah. So like the summer you were supposed to star in that movie, you ended up doing something different. Is that when you're doing Hitcher or something?
I don't know. Maybe. I just remember it was like we almost got the dates to work, but there was like 1 week that couldn't be jiggered to fit. And so I didn't get to go and I was bummed. Like, can you imagine if we'd been up? Oh my God.
That would have been so fun.
It would have been so fun.
Instead, the girls who were the leads in that movie weren't like super into me. They were like, don't talk to us. We're having an actor meeting right now. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I ended up just like,
oh, and you're not an actor?
Yeah,
you're
no,
like,
it's cool.
I thought that's what I was doing here.
That's okay. I'm good at background. So I would just hang out on my trailer steps, and this like cute little boy kept coming around, and he would just like was just so outgoing and like, "Hey, are you lonely? Do you want to hang out?" And it was Stephen Coletti. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, you little puppy. Okay, great." And then I go back to my hotel room and call you, and you'd give me all the gossip on Danielle and Jensen hooking up. And
was that the one too?
Yeah. Honestly, this is like the convergence.
They weren't hiding it. It wasn't like a big, it wasn't a gossip moment per se, but I guess it was in that at that time.
Oh, it's exciting when your friends fall in love, though.
In public about it.
I love
at least within their circles of friends, they were.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, isn't that funny? And look at them now.
And look at this.
Look at them now.
This episode is a perfect storm of all those things coming
of
together.
Of that summer.
Yes, it is.
My Wayfair account has been... Guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something from my house for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kid's school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, so how does the episode start? What we normally do, Liz, is we just like run through this and talk about what we hated and what we loved. What did you hate? Okay. What did you love?
I don't want to say I hated anything. I mean, because that's, I'm not in it that much, so if I'm going to hate something, it's got to be me, right?
No, no.
No,
you can hate other people's stuff.
Hillary, I know something you hated.
Well, listen, Sophia and I were talking about this while we watched. They're so good at writing trauma talk for Peyton and Lucas. Like, we can cry together, like, chirps. Yeah. But when it comes to talking about being happy, like, it was some of the most stunted dialogue.
Okay, there. Now I can see what you mean.
Yeah, it was so bad. It's like definitely not how teenagers talk. It's definitely not how grownups who are happy talk. It was like, hey, let's just be happy. Peyton's like, I thought you'd never ask.
You want to have cookies?
Oh,
cookies
God.
Are sexy. I did really feel kind of dumbfounded watching it because we've spent years pining for this relationship. We want Lucas and Peyton to be together so badly. They're together.
Right, no, that's a very good point.
And then, like, these are two people who've had these beautiful, deep talks, who love to be together. That great episode, remember, Hill, when it was Brooke's birthday and you guys sit outside the mall in the Comet? That dialogue between you guys was romantic and it was sweet and it was funny and light and, like, oh my God, it was like a breath of fresh air. And then we're finally getting what we want. And it's like, you want a cookie? I like cookies. Cookies make
very
me happy.
Sort of anticlimactic. Yes.
It was so weird. I was like, are we in Sesame Street? Like, where did our friends go? I don't know how to really explain it because I'm thinking about it in real time since we've just watched the episode. But I felt like suddenly I don't know these two anymore.
Well, it's like they don't know each other. There's no inside jokes. There's no...
It absolutely felt that way. It wasn't familiar at all.
And it makes no sense because we've seen you together for years.
Yeah.
I was like, I want more of what, as a viewer, I have fallen in love with for this couple. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, we were in food fights and I was like, you've got cookie dough getting eaten off your shoulder and Stephen Coletti's rubbing ice cream around on my face. I'm like, what is going on here?
No, food interaction isn't hot. Like, that's not hot. No. Don't rub food on young women and think that that's like sexy time. Pass.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be sticky. I don't want raw egg on me.
Listen, besides what feels sexy or not, like, the mood was killed for me when I saw how messy your kitchen was. I was like, they're going to make out? There's just like, there's raw eggs breeding salmonella all
everywhere.
Over the walls now.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
Maybe that's the mark of adulthood, but that's what made me feel the most stressed.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't
calm
down.
Need to come clean that up. Like, Peyton's going to have to clean that up. That's not fun.
Oh, man.
Pass. But I loved the boys stripping. That makes me feel like,
ugh.
Like, I've got double standards because if it were girls stripping, I'd be all mad about it. But some about those boys going for it was adorable.
But adorable, also the difference with the boys, if it were girls, it would be like sexy and gyrating and gross. And you'd be like, they're in high school. The boys were purposefully silly. They were silly. Allowed to look like boys, not men. They were funny and comical and their rhythm was off. That scene.
It was much more innocent. It really didn't feel like a strip act. It was much more innocent.
Yeah, it was very, very comedic.
Yeah.
And I loved Peyton going to get Haley and saying, like, no, you got to come. And Haley got out of her sadness for a minute. Nathan kind of overcomes his embarrassment. Even you finding, you know, the track for them so it's the right rhythm and he'll be able to dance to it because he can't dance.
Yeah, that 1-2 beat, man. We did a cheerleading dance to that song in high school. Like
you did?
As we're listening to it, I'm feeling myself really wanting to do like these motions with my arms because I have a sense memory of like, no, this is how my body's supposed to move to this.
This is it. Yeah, you have the muscle memory from the music. Yeah.
It's a bop, man.
Liz, were you also a cheerleader?
They always wanted me to be a cheerleader. And like all my friends who were in cheerleading wanted me to be a cheerleader, and I never could because I just never was in school long enough, like to where I felt like I would be a very bad I wouldn't be able to be committed in the way that I should. Like they wanted a lot of time from you, and I just couldn't do it with doing, you know, film and TV and all that.
So you were in and out, like you'd leave and go do a project and have to do, you know, school and like
a lot.
Little school trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My tutor. So all the way till the end of high school. And, but yeah, they asked me a lot cause I had quite a few friends who were cheerleaders and I always wanted to be.
You've done so many jobs, like playing a high schooler, like into your 30s, Liz. And
shut up.
Is it weird? Like, is it weird having not just like hunkered down and done high school to have like had to portray it on TV? Or do you find that it's like easier just to kind of look at it from a distance?
You know, I think my personality, I never knew myself as not having this other thing in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember who I was before I had this other thing in my life, this acting thing in my life, you know? And I think for me, I didn't want high school. I didn't want the full experience. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed what I had, which was this sort of best of both worlds. My Hannah Montana story.
Oh, yes. You're the real life Hannah Montana.
Oh, my God.
but I did because I had a supportive school who didn't give me a hard time. I had supportive teachers. So I could leave and, you know, still graduate with honors and do all the things. I did absolutely stop for college.
Yeah.
That was something I always knew I was going to do. So
really,
I wasn't going to do it for high school. Yeah. That was hard too, because nobody wanted me to go to college.
Well, yeah.
It's like, no,
the money train's rolling.
You're working. Yeah.
Do it, exactly. Kid. You had fun in college though.
Where did you go to school?
Best time of my life. Wesleyan University in Connecticut.
Oh, so beautiful.
It was gorgeous. It was the best. Like I will never regret that decision. I don't care how many jobs I know I lost. I will never regret that decision.
That's amazing for your life. Like, I know that it's weird because our jobs are to portray lives on screen, but your job is not who you are. It's such a small piece of what you do. And I think that can be very confusing. You know, especially if you do a show for like as long as we all did, people really think that that's your life and it's just your job. And I think it's so important, especially I would imagine for you having been such a successful working actor from such a young age, having, you know, for us again, like we started really at 21, like for you to have a break in your life where you just got to be yourself was probably so
I would not
important.
Be okay today if it weren't for that time, to be honest. Like, because I've had, when you do start that young, you absolutely have those later in life crises of conscience, like, wait, I didn't necessarily, I mean, yes, I loved what I was doing, but I didn't choose it for myself. Like,
yeah,
my parents my parents saw something in me and they allowed me to do some things. They saw that I enjoyed it, but I never said, hey, this is what I want to do with my whole life. You know, mm-hmm. I think they treated it as like a hobby that really snowballed into a career. Mm. So I absolutely had those points in my life where I was like, this, you know, I don't know that this is what I want to do forever. I always knew I wanted to be a part of it in some capacity, but I didn't know if it was what I wanted forever. And mm-hmm. college was really, really integral in sort of helping me see that I did want to continue to do it at least for years to come. So
did you study film in school?
I got to stop. Yeah, I studied. I was a film major. Yeah. They have a great, great, I'm plugging my school, great film program at Wesleyan. Undergrad film program. It's like one of the best in the country. So
yeah, well,
you don't have to go to graduate film school. You can get a good undergrad film education.
No, I mean, my first experience working with you is like, you understood the camera in a way that like no one had taught me, you know, and you understood like the breakdown of the script and like why, like putting things in certain order. And you just understood the technicality of things in a way that I was like, oh, wow, you should be a director. You should be a producer, you know? And so in this episode, Moira got to direct us. And she's someone who started working at a young age, you know? And
she is.
Being a woman in this industry, it's so backwards. It doesn't matter, like, how long you've been doing this. If you want to make the jump from acting to directing, they give you so much shit for it.
It's a very hard transition to make.
Yeah.
A very hard transition to make.
Yeah. Boys do it all the time. But if you're a girl... baby, jump through the hoops.
I shadowed for like, you know, the entire time I was on CSI, and they ended up finishing the show, even though they said the following season, if we did another season, I would be directing finally after 4 years of shadowing. And I didn't even need to shadow for that long to be ready to do it. But you know, it's hard. It's hard to make it happen. It's really hard to make it happen.
Well, I think you need to direct. What would you have directed different in this episode? Put on your directing hat, Liz.
Oh, my goodness. I would have made those scenes with you and Chad feel... I would have made them work on the dialogue or something, because it really did feel kind of stilted, that sort of what Sophia was saying. You know, you're missing this thing that we've been pining for on the show for so long. And I want the Rachel and what's his name?
Mouth?
No, I want Ross and Rachel moment. I want that kind of feeling anytime you guys are back together, you know? So for me, and also when you asked me about how I would direct things, like most of it for me is performance stuff. That's not to say you guys didn't give a good performance. You were working with dialogue. That you had.
I feel real green in episodes like this where it's like, oh, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to do that yet.
No, but
well, you know who had good chemistry? You know who didn't need any help is the people on their first fucking date, Chase and Brooke. All of a sudden, sparks. These two don't know each other. Their dialogue's very nostalgic and adorable.
It's very funny.
Really natural.
Yeah, I think... Steven, gosh, he was so nervous when he came in. And I will say, I loved that he confided that in me, like in that early couple of scenes in the school, because now I know him and we worked together for so long, I can see his nerves. I can see like the tightness in his chest. Like he's just like, oh God, I have to say the things and there's the camera. And he's doing great, by the way. I don't mean it as a criticism.
It just read as like a boy nervous on a date.
Well, that's the thing. It worked so well.
It worked really well.
And his nerves, I think, really work for Chase. And after those school days, he was like, I'm just really nervous. I've never done anything like this before. And so I was like, I was trying to think of a way to help him get out of his head. And, you know, we were in North Carolina and I'm me. And I was like, I'm going to take you on an adventure. And I took Steven to lunch and then I took him to the shooting range. He'd never shot a gun before. And I was like, come on, I'm going to teach you how to do something.
Something scary. And,
yeah. But like, interestingly, I think because, you know, like my dad grew up spending summers on a farm. So that was a thing that I learned as a little kid. And I grew up being a camp counselor and did so much training in that sort of vertical that when we really like started to get to it, I was like, hey, remember 25 minutes ago when we got here and you were nervous and now you're really in your body and you're paying attention to how your breath affects this thing that you're doing? And like, this is actually just kind of science. And he was like, yeah. And it's sweet because when I went back when I did that fundraiser thing for him and James's show, he told the story on that live. And I was like, oh, Bun, you remember it the same way I do. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
But like, it really, we basically used it as like an exercise to remember how to be in your body when you're doing something that raises your adrenaline. Mm-hmm. And then that next week we shot this, all these scenes where we went on this date. And like, I feel like I can see the sort of night and day, mm-hmm. Like nerves to comfort in our on-screen relationship. And that was like, that was very sweet. It was the first time I'd ever felt like kind of the grown up on set because we were babies. And I was like, oh my God, I know something. I can help you, you know? And that was like, that was kind of a cool experience to have.
Very cool thing you did for him, actually. It's a very cool thing that you did.
Yeah, I just like, I wasn't really accustomed to other people, let alone boys, mm-hmm. in our work environment, being vulnerable and saying, I'm really scared and I need some help. And that honesty just made me want to do that. I was like, wow, okay. Because, you know.
You were like, I'm going to take the best care of you now. Like,
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Vulnerability is
so handsome. I was like, come with
me,
little baby. I will take you under my wing. Yeah, it was just like, it was very sweet. And he was always like a sweet pal. And I appreciated that. I didn't like being told that I had to like eat in a way that I would get ice cream all over my face so he could like wipe it off my lip.
So much.
I just didn't like it. I just thought it looked weird. I don't know.
When is Brooke Davis ever going to let get on her face? Like Brooke Davis has been
using... In that cute little jacket, in that cute little Renaissance jacket, mm-mm. I'm going to make a mess? No, not in velvet.
In the
How dare
early
you?
2000s,
not in velvet.
We all used, remember the MAC lip glass that was like the stickiest on the planet?
Oh my gosh. The wind would blow and the leaves would be stuck to your face.
Yeah, like flypaper on your mouth.
We all learned to eat wearing MAC lip glass. There is no way that Brooke Davis would have ice cream on her face. We were trained.
Right.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated
chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
So here's something I want to food for thought.
Okay.
Chase's character is based on a real dude that I knew in high school.
Is he?
Yes. So there was a mega church in our town and all the different high schools kind of fed into that. And there was a dude that went to a rival high school, but hung out with all the mega church girls at my high school. And he was so hot. And we were all like, how is he hanging out with all of these girls that are like a lot? And he would come to our football games and he always wore a blue stocking cap. And so we didn't know his name. We just called him Code Blue. Be like, Code Blue, Code Blue. And he looked just That's like funny. Coletti. And so when wanted to cast like a boy clean teen, I was like, oh, we actually had one of those. And surprise, surprise, he was mega hot. He like wasn't a weirdo. Everybody wanted to date him. He looked like Stephen Coletti. And Mark was like, great, we'll just cast that guy. You're friends with him? Cool. And I have tried so hard to look up the original Code Blue and can't find him anywhere. But in my heart of hearts, I want him to be like a total weirdo now as a grown up. Like it would just make me feel better.
Right.
Because he had no interest in high school. But my trouble with the storyline is the boy clean teen is portrayed in such a sympathetic, sexy light.
I was going to,
And you are having to manage the crazy, Elizabeth. Like on paper, Shelley's like a nutcase.
Yeah. Yeah, I have from the beginning of the character, I tried my best to tone down the way that she was sort of just mean and just mean as opposed to someone who had a belief system that she felt strongly about. But she was like a harping person about it as opposed to just being, you know, an interesting new layer of character in the show. And so I always tried to play her a little with an undertone of sympathy even before I knew where the story was going, just because I couldn't It just didn't feel real to me, mm-hmm. especially also because having related to being that person who felt at a, you know, as a teenager, you know, I didn't do drugs at all. Like I was a good kid as a result of being raised a certain way. And so I kind of related to her in that way. And I wanted her to be more like what I was than what was on the page so mm-hmm. much, you know? But yeah, even in this episode, like just the way she's like, just that whole exchange between her and Danielle, or her and Rachel, where she's humiliating her for, you know, going out and getting crazy. I don't know. I hated myself in that scene. So I guess I'm supposed to hate her. I don't know. But I felt the same way at the end when it's like, oh, he's so adorable that he's a clean teen and she's just this annoying girl.
Yeah, she's a shrew.
Who knows
and a prude.
What her reasoning is, but she's just this mean, sort of judgy human.
Yeah.
And he has, you know, a point of view and a reason for being who he is. And, you know,
his reason is that a woman broke his heart or a girl broke his heart.
Didn't want it.
Well, I just mean the way he's written and the way he plays it is that he's much more, you know.
Yeah.
Or was encouraged to play it sort of like this nice, you know, we like this version of a clean teen. We don't like my version of a clean teen.
Yeah. Because you have the same backstory. Shelley's backstory is that a guy, you know, slept with her and then blew her off, ghosted her. Mm-hmm. And so she was heartbroken and decided to, like, do this, you know, renewed virginity thing.
Well, and then apparently thing. I had a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And an abortion.
Well.
So I have a lot more reasons actually to have a strong reaction to go into clean teendom. But again, it was always portrayed very
shrill.
But that's the thing. We talked about this when your reveal with me, you know, with Shelley and Brooke happens. Mm-hmm. And it's like so obviously beating the dead horse of the Madonna complex that it's like, are we going to pretend this is interesting? Like, she's either a terrible woman who's made terrible decisions and she's a whore who can't keep her legs closed, or she's a prude, and because she's a prude, she's miserable and shrill to be around. And it's like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Like,
thank you.
Why can't people just
stated.
We can't just be people? And to your point, their stories are virtually the same. And on one person, it's portrayed as sexy, romantic, and desirable. And on the other, it's like, oh, we can't stand to be around this person. And I think it's really interesting to hear your perspective on how it made you feel, you know, as the person and the performer having to do that scene with the Rachel character, because that's how I felt for so much of this show. I'd be like, why does Brooke have to treat people like this? Why?
Right.
And then, you know, I also loved her so much of the time and thought she was, you know, funny and fun and I loved to play her. But when she would be like cruelly judgmental, it felt more like a caricature of what these grown-up men thought girls
the,
do
like,
to girls.
Hot girl
yeah.
in high school is.
Hot and mean and judgy. And it's like, or maybe all the other stuff we do is cooler. The other stuff we do is what makes people relate to this person. And
100%, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? That when you feel something that it doesn't necessarily feel authentic, it feels put on, that kind of intense, like judgy shrillness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, maybe you just needed like a cool zip-up hoodie and like some pouty lips.
You just needed some calculus help.
Yeah, I need some help with my homework. Let's, before we get into like the best part of the show, the dance, let's talk about the Karen, Deb, Dan of it all, because watching this as a grown-up, their storyline just continues to be so much louder for me. Now that we're watching this as grown-ups, the Deb shit's hard.
It's gnarly.
I mean,
it's really intense.
We're just casually having an attempted suicide on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. It's very like, we're going to have this man sit down and say the most hurtful thing in the most hurtful way he could say it to this person who's already struggling. And then we're going to casually have her dump some pills, and then we're going to casually have him just say it's over and then move on
and go on a date.
You know, drive them away in the ambulance, and then it's over. Like,
well, also her son, like we've talked about this in, you know, the last couple episodes, Liz, Nathan keeps saying, I want to die. I should have died. You know, he has attempted suicide a couple times, and it's never treated like that. Like, we're not calling it suicide attempts. And there, it almost feels like there should be a trigger or just like a trauma warning.
I was going to say trigger warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now to have his mother doing the same thing, like, I can't imagine how stressful that is to watch if you're in the midst of going through that as a viewer. Because it is being treated pretty casually. I've had people in my life kill themselves, and I'm watching this like, what? Like, what are we talking about here? She just takes a fistful of pills and nothing. It doesn't even ring a bell in town.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen in the next episode in terms of how we deal with it. Because if we fail to talk about it, that's really going to be a deeply intense letdown. And given the way that sometimes we do what's really good in terms of these conversations and sometimes we really blow it, I don't know what to expect.
I don't either.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a doozy. What do you think about Karen having dinner with Dan and being all cozy with Dan? Could you have dinner with your worst ex-boyfriend ever?
Absolutely not. I think it's like one of these TV show moments where they have to, you know, bring certain characters back together.
God.
Or like just to have story, you know. Absolutely not. But, you know, she's a really nice person, forgiving human, I guess.
Yeah.
Beyond what's normal or logical.
Well, and he has slowly been kind of working his way back in. And there's the story of it all, but then just as a viewer, like the chemistry between those two is undeniable. Like the Paul and Moira chemistry is so good. And so if I kind of remove the story and I just watch them, I can't get enough of them. And then I think about their story and I'm like, this is going to be so bad.
So bad.
This is so bad.
I mean, thinking about over the years, she's already thrown a chair through his office window. They've run against each other for mayor. They've been in all these like altercations publicly.
Yeah. He skimped out on child support ever for her, for his child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
It's a lot to stomach. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I get it. It is, you know, sometimes on a TV show, it's like, well, what's the worst thing we could think of?
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
found it.
They found it. And listen, I'm sure the fans loved it in some way or another, like, or they were
Rich
really
fans.
Pissed off. And you want.
Hold on. No, listen, I'm for real. If someone writes in and is like, hey, I need you guys to know that was my favorite storyline. I shipped Karen and Dan so hard.
Okay.
If you feel that way, can you please write in so we can tell Liz? Because I bet there's like two. There's two or three out there, you sickos.
Well, then it'll be easy for you to read those notes and share them with the rest of the world.
we'll frame them in our office as like, here's the piece of evidence.
Ugh.
Right.
It's so hard. They really do show Dan in like this supportive light while he's saying all the stuff that he said to Deb. You're right, Liz. Like, I settled for you. Karen's the love of my life.
The night before our wedding, I went and sat outside her house. Oh, can you imagine?
When I was watching it, it just sort of rang to that same idea that you guys were talking about, or at least in my mind, it called to that sort of like unnecessary cruelty of him saying it that way. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You just watch it and your skin crawls. And maybe that's what they were going for, but it felt like a torture porn moment, an emotional torture porn.
It's a verbal punch
to me. Yeah, it was a verbal punch. Yeah, because you know this woman is just going to go and, you know,
try to hurt herself. Well, and it's interesting too to see, because Dan is a narcissist, to see the swing. And how awful he can be to people. And currently, he's in this moment where he is being the kindest we've seen him with Karen. And he's helping her in the morning, and Deb flips out. And the turn from when he's in that the back of the cafe with Karen to pouring water on Deb's face, you're just like, oh, he's in there. Mm-hmm. He's in there.
He's in there, yeah.
And it actually strikes me in this moment, I don't know that we've talked about this, but so much of what's true of men, you know, narcissists controlling men in relationships is it's the new relationship where they say, you make me want to be different.
Yeah.
You're the reason I'm going to change. You've shown me what I'm capable of. For you, I want to be fill in the blank. Ugh, it's like making my stomach turn.
Yeah.
And he's in that phase with Karen. This is going to be my redemption. Now I'm going to get what I always really wanted. But right. He's just as vile and awful as he's ever been with Deb because she's old news to him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
But yes. God, how good was that moment with Karen and Dan having that dinner? And she says, you know, Lucas said the most upsetting thing to me today. And Moira did such a beautiful job with that scene.
Yeah, she did.
Because it's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's a quiet share. And there's something about how low and slow it is that makes it so much more ominous than if she were
confrontational, you know, at all.
Yeah, confrontational, upset, freaking out, like it's
showing any like she mm-hmm. knows something. Anything else would have not have been as,
a yeah. woman showing emotion. How unlikable.
Oh my goodness. But like there really is something chilling about the way she expresses the discomfort. Mm-hmm. Because it's the beginning. It's like the seed is cracking open.
The seed has been planted.
Oh God, and he knows what's coming. Ooh, it gave me chills.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
Did you know you were going to hook up with Mouth? Let's just get to some fun.
Darkness
is killing me. We ended this episode and I was like, huh, I feel like I need an antacid.
I know.
Did you know that you and Lee were going to be hooking up on the show, or is that something that like spawned later?
You mean when I first was asked to be a part of it? I didn't know that I was going to be paired with Mouth, but I could sort of see it. I could see it as a something that would make sense in terms of bringing us both to a different place. And, you know, a big thing for him, you know, in terms of he's been a virgin, right? So when we're doing the whole, like, I don't want to call it, is it Breakfast Club-y episode is what it is. And, you know, when I end up in like leather pants with my top off, holding my breasts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And that happened really fast.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it made sense that if she was going to start to open herself back up to any kind of sexuality, that he was the right person for that. Mm. Because I think she probably was burned by a lot of situations before. And, you know, he's a very sweet, comes across as a very sweet individual from the beginning. It makes sense to me. And I really like that it happened. I really loved working with Lee. Like, Lee's
he's
one of my
best.
Favorite people. So,
Well, he represents like a safety. Like, I was definitely a super virgin in high school. And it wasn't until I got older and was like a late bloomer and, you know, lost my virginity to someone who was older that I was like, God, I wish I would have lost my virginity in high school to someone who it was a big deal to. You know, like it was a big deal to Mouth. He probably made Shelly feel really special.
Very special. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that stuff that is yet to come for what you guys are going to go over is really sweet.
Yeah.
But,
well, and what a nice thing, too, to be clear in a storyline like that, that healthy relationships are very healing for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And what a better person to do that with, you know, than Mouth. Like, to your point, such a good character who's really been, you know, going through his paces to identify what he believes in, what kind of guy he wants to be, and yeah, where his insecurities come from, but how he wants to work around those things. And I don't know. As a viewer, I loved watching you guys together so much.
Thanks.
Also, Lee got buff this year.
Yeah, he did. By the way, let's talk about the boys dancing.
Can we?
And
that's
single
highlight.
Close-up is on Lee. It's all Lee and his hips and his moves.
Yeah. His moves are great.
They're
he's
so
got
great.
His little cut stomach going
he's
on.
He's the dancer of all of us, really.
Yeah, honestly.
No, that was so fun.
And it kind of holds true to like an authentic high school experience where it's like you've known the same people your whole life. You've gone to school forever.
Yeah.
The girls mature faster than the boys. The boys are like pretty scrawny and awkward. And then all of a sudden, like junior or senior year, there's like shoulders and an Adam's apple and like a jaw and abs. And you're like,
and that guy that you never looked at,
you're like,
oh.
Oh,
oh.
Maybe you are everything I ever wanted.
Interesting. Tell me more. Yeah, Mouth has that energy where it's like a sneak attack senior year. The senior year sneak attack is a hit.
I love it.
Senior year sneak attack. You couldn't put it better.
I'm obsessed.
Okay. I landed the hot mouth.
Yeah, you sure did. All right. So Lafferty wins MVP this episode. Sophia,
for the dance moves,
I never went dancing with Lafferty. We didn't have that kind of friendship. And I'm like, is this acting or is this real?
I was going to ask you guys.
I just need y'all to know when we were watching this episode, and they're in the locker room, and Lee
you know, hits play on the mouth, hits play on the music, and him and Skills are like, oh no. Like, James was only slightly playing up his awkwardness. And like our sweet friend will take you out, we'll go play pool with you, but he's not the guy who dances. Like, we'd all dance. We'd be like, let's put our purses on the floor and dance. And yeah, Lee would be in the middle, like, doing a funny thing. And I mean, what a good sport.
Yeah.
Like, he leaned into it.
I'm very proud of him because I have a man in my life.
Where's Ollie?
Mr. Oliver. Oh. Who refuses to dance.
What?
Unless he's had way too many drinks. Mm-hmm. He refuses to dance. And when he does dance, it is like, he's making fun of the way that he dances. So he's like playing up how silly it is. And that's how, that's what that reminded me of in the most loving way. I found it adorable. Like,
so good.
Lafferty dancing like that.
He really committed.
I couldn't tell if it was a joke or not, because it felt like on that fine line of like, maybe this is actually a little bit real.
It's like the way I think about it, like, you know, James is such an athlete. He's a basketball player. Mm-hmm. And like, I went to junior high and high school with a girl who'd grown up doing ballet, and a bunch of us were on dance team. And like, when she would try to do anything to any hip hop song, like, her body just couldn't move that way. Like, she was so elegant and long, and there was no like gyrating for her.
Yeah.
And it was killing me, because it's like, that's what it felt like watching Mouth and Nathan. I was like, oh my God, that's what like me and my friend used to look like. And it's just so good. It's like, he's very used to like the ups, the vertical, the dunking, and then he's being asked to like, just been like sway time, from like, side to side, and he can't do it. And it's perfect. And then you've got Lee like throwing his hips forward in a close up, like coming into camera with a pelvis. And you're like, oh my God.
That day of filming was so fun, because we were in a real strip club in Wilmington. We were in Pure Gold, I want to say, which was over by the bowling alley.
Oh, I remember, because everybody, by the way, we all came. All of us who weren't in that scene came to work that night to watch. Remember being in the back?
Yeah.
By Video Village, and we were like, it smells like vanilla in here.
It smelled so weird in that place.
Vanilla. Like B.O. vanilla? And vanilla. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were trying to cover up the smell of BO.
It was like whatever the like body, I don't know,
glitter.
Products,
like,
glitter.
It smelled like body glitter.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't remember Lee being nervous, like, at all.
No.
And
he was
not
nervous. He was ready to shine.
Antoine was super pumped. Like,
I'm sure, yeah.
If you've never been to a strip club with Antoine, you have not lived.
Haven't.
Because
okay, well then I got to get on that immediately.
It is an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a party, man. It's his second home. You know, he's just like, I love it here. This is great. Let me get on stage. And I think he loved that Skills wasn't in the tracksuit and like came out in his boxers, because if you notice, there are only ever wide shots of Antoine
or waist-up
shots of Antoine, because there was not a lot of control in that costume. And he's dancing, and we're all like, Antoine, for real, dude, like, for real, like, lock it up. But you can't say anything, because you don't want to make your friend uncomfortable until after the fact. And then you give them so much shit about it.
You're like, thanks for them. For them. Things shaking around.
It was,
oh my God.
It was art. Was it art imitating life or life imitating art at that point? I don't know. But that was a wild day.
That was one of those scenes where the lines got blurry.
Yeah, and it's Moira directing, so there's nothing salacious happening. It's like, you know, your big sister's there, and everything's so tame and safe, which was good. She was the right person for the boys.
Right.
Because she made it hilarious and sweet.
Yeah.
It didn't feel gross, and that was so nice. And I would imagine very nice for them.
Well, and even the choice for Bevan's wardrobe, it's like not like a bra. It's like a, it's basically like a tank top.
I was gonna say, it's like this whole like corset thing. It's like very conservative.
Yeah.
God bless the female director. I mean,
God bless him. Yeah. It was wonderful. I definitely think we do this thing, Liz. We've started doing this season called Honorable Mention.
Oh, yes.
And like James is for sure our honorable mention
this
week.
The honorable mention.
Bud.
I feel that. I can agree with that.
The commitment he showed was very impressive.
Thank God, like, for joy, too, to be able to just, like, laugh and have fun. Because the chemistry between those two, you know, she just has this, like, huge hormonal freak out and over, like, a dress, which, been there, done that. Hormones make you a weirdo.
Yep.
Kind of a dumb storyline for her. I wish they gave her, like, more to do, considering she's been hit by a car and she's pregnant in high school. There's, like, real shit going on.
Yeah.
The dress is the thing that sends her over the edge.
Their chemistry, like, when she is teasing him about it.
Love it.
And has that gold thong and tells him she wants a lap dance. Like, I turned red.
I love it.
That was so funny. Yeah.
There's nothing better
very cute
than, like seeing your partner in a really humiliating situation and watching them just kind of, like, man up through it.
When they're a good sport.
Yeah, the good sportsmanship. Yeah. That's what I like. That's hot.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, that's so funny. I have to say, there's one thing that stuck out to me in this episode. I know we've done our honorable mention. I don't know what to call this. It was like the question mark for me, where I was like, what is happening? When, you know, we're in this moment where we're finally getting to see Peyton and Lucas happy. Mm-hmm. The writers haven't figured out how to write it, clearly.
No, no.
But you guys know how to act it. Like,
yeah, you
you're
guys
acting
know how to act
your
it.
Faces
we're just
off.
Kissing with tongue is what we're doing. We're like, well, the words aren't there, but the tongue is. Sophia.
But the tongue in it.
Guys, these words are terrible. You know what this needs?
Let's just
not
do this.
Cowbell, tongue.
I was so confused. Like, I liked the gesture of Peyton taking Lucas to see her mom.
I was like, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The cemetery moment. I was like, okay, because what we're trying to say is that these things that have made her sad because of him make her happy. And then we all were super. Liz, like, Hillary and I both started, like, freaking out when then he walked over to Keith's grave and then they were, like, smiling. We were like, what is this trauma bond? Like, why did they write it this way? And then I went, oh, because, again, you got to do this in TV, right? Like, it's the device to allow the flashback to happen for when Lucas has been unconscious and he's seen Peyton at the cemetery. It's all leading to Jimmy didn't kill Keith. So once the flashback happened, we were like, oh, okay, we get it. Like, we know why this had to happen. But man, I mean, Hillary, I guess I just was wondering, like, do you remember that day? Did it feel weird to you? Was
always,
it one of those things where you just knew you had to do it, like, to get the shot? Like, what was that? What was filming
I'm
that like?
Just saying words on paper. Like, this episode is so weird because if you would just let the camera roll on Chad and I, we had a good time. We had a good rapport. We had good chemistry. We could have faked words that were, like, fun to watch. Because we have to say all this clunky dialogue, and then it's like we're going to have internal monologues out loud at the cemetery. None of it felt cool or funny or flirty. And so then we end with, like, all right, well, let's just throw some cookies at each other. Everything felt divisive. And as an actor, it is not your job to correct every script or to fix stuff. Sometimes it's just your job to hit your mark and say the dumb words on the paper. And so we did it and we tried to have the best time doing it. And there are people.
You try to make it your best.
Yeah. There are people who super love the cookie fight scene. And I will say, I remember Chad and I just kind of hitting a wall, shooting the cookie fight scene, because we'd had to do so much, like, awkward, like, weird stuff that when we were hunkered down behind that table, we couldn't get up and move because it would have messed up continuity. And we were in very similar physical positions to the school shooting. And that had been the last time he and I were kind of, like, stuck next to each other for an extended period of time like that. But this time we got to, like, have fun.
Be and happy.
Just, like, and just, like, be kids. And so when I'm laughing there, I'm legitimately laughing there. Like, he made me laugh in that situation because he was just like, I have to eat this shit off your shoulder and you're a gross person. And,
oh, my God.
And you're disgusting.
Yeah, and you're disgusting.
Oh, no.
And so And so for all of the uncomfortable dialogue throughout the course of the episode, like, Chad and I really did end it on a high note, making something that was, you know, stupid food fight into a little bit of fun. We had fun.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes me feel excited to see, as they figure out how to write for y'all from a place of happiness instead of a place of trauma.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to come? Because again, I know we've said this a bunch, but if you can make a good scene out of so questionable dialogue, like, imagine what the scene becomes when the dialogue is great, you know? And I want that. Like, I, as a viewer, I want the payoff of seeing these two have the great moments that don't have to be in the middle of a lockdown in a school.
Yeah.
I want to see the joy.
Yeah. Just like a random Thursday in the kitchen doing something simple.
Yeah.
Making salt cookies.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
All right, we have a listener question.
Okay.
Sabrina, this is kind of a heavy question. Sabrina is asking us, did it seem realistic to you that there was no discussion of Haley and Nathan not keeping the baby? Considering how young they are, everything Nathan and Lucas have gone through with the young parents and Nathan's basketball dreams, I found it strange that it was assumed they would have the baby, no questions asked. Sabrina's going for it, man.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Liz, you're a little bit removed from it. So, like, as an outside observer, like, storyline-wise, what do you think?
I think choices are often made to not be too political or, you know, that maybe that's not a storyline that they were ready to tell. I will share that my character, Shelley, one of the reasons why she goes into clean teens is because she's had, you know, you learn all this stuff later down, but like that she, you know, had an abortion. The whole thing is like very much that I feel really, really guilty about it. So that was also the way it was treated for my character, was that like I wish I hadn't done it. I'd have to rewatch that stuff, but it the language around it is very, you know, sort of regret, regret, regret.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Had Shelley been like, I'm so glad I did this, you would have been like, my life demonized.
I can see my life now. And yes, it was a difficult decision, whatever. Like that would never have been handled like that. And I just, I think because it's a network show, I think they're going to want to show, they don't want to necessarily show that.
Well, what's really interesting to me, a lot of research has been done about how the portrayal of abortion care and reproductive health care on television has really damaged the reality of the issue. And there is an adage that says, you know, a character who is pregnant, absolutely not, cannot have an abortion. Characters can talk about abortions they've had. But, you know, they even did an analysis about it on Sex and the City. Like, Samantha talks about having had two abortions. Carrie talks about having had an abortion in her 20s. But when Miranda gets pregnant and is going to have an abortion, then she doesn't. She just has to have this baby. And, you know,
once the character exists, basically.
Wild.
Yes.
Yeah.
And listen, I think everybody's entitled to their opinions and feelings about the issue. I think no one is entitled to have their feelings weigh in on someone else's healthcare or life or family planning. And where it's a little tricky for me is again, and you know, we talked about this a little bit with, you know, Shelley v. Chase. This Madonna whore complex, this idea that women can't make decisions, that you can't say, I wanted to stay in school, I didn't want to have to drop out of grad school, I didn't have a partner, I didn't have, you know, the economic stability. You know, 60% of women who seek abortion care in America are already mothers, plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but we tell these stories in this way that I think are really detrimental and have proven to be pretty harmful. And so, you know, again, like, we love Nathan and Haley. We love Jamie Scott. Like, we love the story. But I will say I agree with Sabrina that the timidness, you know, the desire to not be, quote, political, as you said, Liz, actually is political. Mm-hmm. Like, we cartoonify the issue. We act like there aren't real questions and real struggles. We act like Nathan and Lucas don't come from parental trauma and that, you know, Lucas doesn't know inherently the experience of being a parent, you know, raised in a household where your parent is living on or below the poverty line. Like, we pretend like these issues aren't real issues for people. And
because it's all going to be fine in TV land.
And I would have loved to see them having that conversation.
Because having a conversation is just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would have been powerful.
We never see Whitey have that conversation with Nathan. Like, how powerful would that have been to have Whitey be like, hey, man, I wish I had kids. I wish. But as someone who's looking out for you, because I know you don't have parents looking out for you, has anyone talked to you and Haley about this? Like, really talked to you about it? But yeah, nobody ever brings it up.
I don't think it's changed much because that the article I was telling you about, I read in advance of the midterms. You know, talking about like why can't we have, you know, very real and serious conversations about this stuff and be clear that, again, believe what you want to believe, but your beliefs don't get to make the laws, and your beliefs should not impede doctors from doing their jobs, from keeping people alive. You know, I there's this great OBGYN, Natalie Crawford, who does a lot of sort of education and activism around these issues on Instagram. And she was talking about, you know, a woman who she'd spoken to whose water broke at 16 weeks in Texas, needed to have a DNC because, you know, that's it. Your water breaks. Like, that's not a viable fetus. That baby can't be born in a NICU. Like, it's not going to happen. Heartbreaking for that family. They wanted that baby. And the state of Texas wouldn't allow her to get care. And so her doctors literally said, we have to wait until you're septic. And they waited until she was septic to then be able to intervene because, you know, then per the law, her life was in danger. And she
And
basically the septic pregnancy destroyed her uterus and she's never going to be able to get pregnant.
Jesus.
So this woman who lost her baby now will never get to be a mom. And like that happened this year.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're doing a good enough job in our industry that does have the ability, to Sabrina's point, to ask questions and to give a dose of reality to these very human stories. Even if they end the same way, by the way, again, like, you know, in the storyline, Jamie's Brooks' godson. Like, I love that kid.
Yeah.
And I think we do a disservice because then we get to situations like the one I just described and people go, well, I didn't know that's what was happening. And that's happening every day.
Yeah.
So I think the gap is still, even if we've gotten better, I don't think we're closing the gap at the speed that we should be to like have the conversations that we have the, you know, the power to have. And I don't know. I've never created a TV show, so I don't know what the answer is there.
All right, Sabrina, on our TV show, we're going to handle this.
Great.
Trust us.
Yeah.
That was a deep question.
It was a deep question. Shocker, I love a deep question.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, should we spin a wheel
for this? I think we should spin a wheel.
Very complicated episode of OTH. Elizabeth, every week we spin
some
a wheel.
Joy.
And we do most likely to like senior superlatives. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh.
This is a fun one.
Liz, read the question. Who's most likely?
Who's most likely to open a nightclub?
I mean, so we have to pick a character and we have to pick a real life person.
Amongst this group of humans?
I mean,
humans?
Deb and Karen open a nightclub. Like, Trick's a nightclub, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I thought after this little arrangement this week, like, clearly it's going to be Skills. And hopefully it's a nightclub
Skills,
for the ladies.
It's going to be a strip.
Yeah. Have y'all been watching that Chippendale show?
Oh, I haven't started it yet. Is it good?
Listen, I don't watch any TV, but my husband does while I'm just like puddling around the house. And what I've seen is engaging. I'm like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Chippendales.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's an interesting look at like what that whole business was. And I could see, I could see Skills being in charge of an empire. I get it. Yeah. Who in real life is going to open up a nightclub? I mean, Danielle has the distillery. She's got the family business beer.
That's true.
Is that open?
Not me. It wouldn't be me. I can just not absolutely take myself out of the equation, but
we're done here. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who stays out anymore? I feel like all of us, when we get together, we're like, it's 10 o'clock. Sophia. Sophia's trying to hang out at like a German Berlin uns club.
Absolutely. I'm like,
Recently?
Take me all the way underground.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband and I this summer were like, before work gets really serious again in September, let's go on an adventure. And we went to Ibiza. Like, that was my first time there.
So maybe
and
it's
as
you.
An adult,
it's her.
And I was,
it's her.
I was like, this is the dream. What are you talking about? I can like go and eat the best food, swim in the ocean, and then see like six amazing DJs in one night. They play for 45 minutes apiece. This is chic. I was very into it. I was like, I need to just move to a European island and do this.
Hopefully next episode we deal with some of the complications of this one. It is season 4, episode 13, Pictures of You. It's about to get awesome. Liz, you're a trooper. Thank you for being with us.
That's so much fun.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl.
Drama Girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens, Drama Queens. Drama, Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie, too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.